Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You know, Fort George Island, Florida, It conjures up images of, well, sunshine, beaches, maybe a bit of that laid-back Florida vibe.
Right. Vacation postcards, that sort of thing.
Exactly. But what's fascinating and what really drew us to this deep dive is how much history, how many stories are kind of hidden beneath that surface.
It's deceptive, isn't it? Because you think island, you think maybe a few shipwrecks, a pirate tale or two.
And while we might get to those, the reality goes way, way back.
Oh, absolutely. To really grasp Fort George Island, you've got to go back to the Timucua people. Long before any European set foot there, they were intrinsically connected to that land.
Generations upon generations. It's hard to even fathom living in a place that was already ancient to them.
It really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Makes our sense of time feel pretty insignificant.
It does. And I'm wondering, are there any, I don't know, like physical reminders of the Timucua people on the island today?
Oh, without a doubt. Fort George Island has these shell mounds, some of them massive, built up over generations, layer upon layer. They're incredible.
Wow. So it's not just like an idea, it's literally in the earth.
Exactly. And then there are the burial sites, solemn reminders, you know, of lives lived and lost. And these aren't just archaeological curiosities. They give us a real glimpse into the Timucua way of life, their rituals, their connection to nature.
So it's like stepping back through time, uncovering those layers. But in the material you sent, there's a shift, a change in tone at some point. We go from the sense of, I don't know, peaceful coexistence with nature to conflict. Even battles are mentioned.
Right. Well, sadly, conflict is often part and parcel of colonial history. And as European powers turned their attention to the New World,
Fort George Island became a target.
A pawn, really, in their quest for dominance. First the Spanish, then the French, then the British, they all fought for control. And the island, along with its inhabitants, unfortunately bore the brunt of those ambitions.
It's easy to think about history as something that happened ages ago, but you're right. Real people lived and died because of these power struggles on that very island.
And that's something we can't forget. The impact is still felt today.
And speaking of impact, the Kingsley Plantation keeps coming up. It's clearly more than just a side note in the story of Fort George Island.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just some grand old house frozen in time. It represents a really complex and often, well, troubling period in American history, but with some unique twists that make it especially fascinating.
Right, because at the center of it all is Zephaniah Kingsley.
Yeah.
He doesn't exactly fit the mold of what you'd expect from a plantation owner in the early 1800s.
Not at all. I mean, his views on slavery were unusual, to say the least, downright radical for the time.
Yeah, the research mentioned he actually advocated for certain rights for enslaved people, which seems almost unbelievable in that era.
It does, and yet, here's the thing. Kingsley really did believe in their capacity for education, even economic independence. He went so far as to grant some of the people he enslaved their freedom, gave them land. He did. But of course, this is all still within the system of slavery, right? Which makes his perspective, I don't know, all the more complicated. Troubling, even.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder of just how, I don't know, how tangled moral lines could get, even while slavery itself remained brutally intact.
Exactly. And then you have the story of Anna Magijing J. Kingsley, Zephaniah's wife.
Whose story is just, wow, incredible.
Isn't it? From Senegal originally, enslaved as a young woman, brought to Florida. Zephaniah purchased her, later freed her, and they eventually married.
A lot to unpack in that sentence alone.
Right. But here's the key. Anna was far from a passive figure in all of this. She became a landowner, a businesswoman, powerful in her own right.
It really challenges, like, everything you think you know about power dynamics in the antebellum South.
It really does. Anna's story speaks to this incredible level of agency, resilience, navigating a system that was literally designed to oppress her, not only carving out a place for herself, but thriving in ways that, honestly, defied the very limits placed upon her.
So you got these larger-than-life figures, right? Their personal stories woven into the fabric of the Kingsley Plantation, a place already steeped in so much history.
Yeah.
And then You add the ghost stories. I don't know about you, but it's enough to make the hairs on the back of my neck stand up a bit.
It's a potent combination, that's for sure. And you're right, the Kingsley Plantation is practically synonymous with ghost stories on Fort George Island. It's said that Anna, having experienced so much loss in her life, the deaths of several children, the complexities of her own freedom, well, some say she never truly left.
Ah, see, now that is heartbreaking. To endure so much, and then, I don't know, to be tethered to that place, even in death.
Right. Visitors and staff, too, have reported seeing a woman in period clothing, thought to be Anna, just kind of serenely observing the grounds as if she's watching over the plantation.
Oh, interesting. So not your typical angry spirit out for revenge, but something.
More melancholic. Protective, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not to say there isn't an unsettling feeling at Kingsley Plantation. Aside from Anna's presence, people report sudden drops in temperature, unexplained noises, that feeling of being watched, doors slamming shut on their own, disembodied voices echoing in the hallways. It's those kinds of stories passed down over the years that make it such a draw for, you know, for paranormal enthusiasts.
And if those stories are to be believed, the unsettling events aren't confined to just the main house, are they? I mean, the material you sent mentioned something about the old fort ruins as well. It's like, all these stories, whether they're tied to personal tragedies or maybe echoes of these bigger conflicts, they seem to really cling to these historic places. Makes you wonder about the people who are drawn to investigate all this. Are we talking paranormal investigators, like all over Fort George Island with their equipment and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a, I don't know, a pilgrimage site for them. And they're not just there for the, you know, the spooky reputation. They're coming armed with tech, trying to capture actual evidence, EVP recordings, for example.
EVP, those are the ones where you sometimes hear those faint voices.
Right.
Or sounds that weren't audible at the time. Man, those always give me chills.
Yeah, and some of the recordings they've gotten at Fort George Island are, well, undeniably eerie. There's this one captured near the Kingsley Plantation, and it's just this clear voice out of nowhere whispering, "Leave us."
Okay, yeah, let's stick with you. But there were other things too, right? Like those unexplained thermal images, those are even harder to dismiss, you know, like it's just your imagination.
I know, right? Those thermal cameras pick up heat signatures, and investigators use them to look for cold spots, which some believe indicate a, well, a spiritual presence. And they've captured some compelling ones on Fort George Island, especially in the plantation house. There's one in particular, a distinct cold spot shaped like a human figure standing by the fireplace.
Hard to explain that away.
Yeah.
Although with all this talk about ghosts and whatnot, it's important to acknowledge the very real human suffering that happened on Fort George Island, especially the experiences of those enslaved on the plantations. That pain, those stories, it's all part of the island's history too.
Absolutely.
Do you think those experiences could be connected to the sense of unease that some people feel?
It's a sensitive topic, and rightfully so. I mean, no one should be exploiting the horrors of slavery for a spooky story. But it is interesting, isn't it, how many accounts of unsettling events center around the places where enslaved people lived and worked. The old slave quarters, especially, often described as incredibly sad, filled with this palpable sorrow.
Like the walls themselves still hold the weight of what happened there. Mm-hmm. The material you sent mentioned a story about someone hearing a whisper near the slave quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, a visitor was walking nearby and described hearing this very distinct whisper. They couldn't make out any actual words, but said the feeling was just overwhelming dread, a wave of sorrow washing over them.
Wow. It's almost like the past isn't really gone. You know, it's embedded in these places waiting to be heard, to be felt. It makes you think, does Fort George Island really have this power? Is it haunted? Or are these feelings, these experiences, just our own way of interpreting a past that's filled with both, I don't know, beauty and incredible sorrow?
It's a question I've always grappled with. The intersection of history and the unexplained is fascinating. Because whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's something about places like Fort George Island. They have this undeniable energy. They make you feel things, evoke emotions that are hard to put into words. Maybe it's the weight of history, the echoes of those who came before. Maybe it's something more. But one thing's for sure, Fort George Island stays with you. Long after you've left.
It really does. This whole deep dive has been incredible. From the Timucua people to the complexities of life on the plantations to these unsettling stories that just sort of linger. What I'm left with is this. History isn't just dates and names in a book. It's lived experience.
Yeah.
And sometimes those experiences resonate in ways we just can't fully explain.
That's the beauty of a place like Fort George Island. It makes you think about the past, not as a collection of stories, but as this living, breathing entity.
And it leaves you with, honestly, more questions than answers, which I guess is the mark of a truly compelling deep dive. So if you were standing on the shores of Fort George Island today, knowing all that we've discussed, where would you go first? What would you hope to discover? That's something to think about as we wrap up our exploration of Fort George Island, a place where history whispers, mysteries linger, and the past never quite seems to fade away.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.